AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The protester who was arrested after landing his ultralight aircraft on the grounds of the U.S. Capitol yesterday might well have been shot down had he gotten much closer. That from House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Michael McCaul. Our Sandy Kozel reports the Secret Service apparently had been alerted to what Doug Hughes was about to do.
A friend of the gyrocopter pilot, Mike Shanahan, says Doug Hughes called him yesterday and said he was in the D.C. area ready to take off. Shanahan is quoted by the Tampa Bay Times as saying that he was scared to death law enforcement would shoot down the small aircraft, so he alerted the Secret Service. A Senate aide told the Associated Press the Capitol Police knew of the plan shortly before Hughes took off. The aide spoke on condition of anonymity, since not authorized to publicly discuss details of the investigation. Sandy Kozel, Washington.
House Republicans say they're trying to rein in the IRS. They sent eight bills to the Senate that are intended to protect taxpayers from potential abuse by the IRS. Our Stephen Olemacher is in Washington.
One bill would enact a taxpayer bill of rights, and one would require the tax agency to fire employees caught targeting individuals or groups based on their politics.
A Long Island cardiologist is under arrest, charged with trying to have another doctor hurt or even killed in an effort to get his patients. Acting Police Commissioner Thomas Crumpter.
A man schooled in saving lives, betrayed his oath, and began to lead a life of a common criminal.
He talked to WABC-TV. Dr. Anthony Moschetto allegedly hired two guys to torch the other doctor's office, then hired someone who turned out to be an undercover cop, telling him he wanted the doctor hurt or killed, say authorities. There's a new law in Kansas. You can't use welfare money for concerts, tattoos, psychics, or lingerie. This is AP Radio News. About 1,000 dogs in the Midwest have come down with the flu.
The majority or the predominance of the test positive dogs are H3N2, which is a new strain, which we expect came in from an Asian, either China or Korea.
Veterinarian Keith Polson at the University of Wisconsin-Madison on how these dogs are getting the flu.
Just like any other influenza strain, it's usually nose-to-nose contact. So whether it was at boarding facilities, doggy daycare, dog parks.
Not yet known how effective current vaccines are against this strain. A measles outbreak that began at Disneyland and reignited debate about vaccinations is nearing an end. The outbreak will be declared over in California tomorrow if no new cases pop up. Disease investigators worked for months to contain the highly contagious disease that originated at Disney theme parks in December and spread to several other states. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.